Welcome to the Opium Den. I'm Daniel Williams. Well, it's another Thursday night, and I'd like to say thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in. I hope that your Thursday evening is going well, wherever you may be. And I usually start off the program with the weather report from my neck of the woods down here in Southwest Florida, and it has been a rainy day. It's raining just lightly now, but the thunder and lightning was quite beautiful a little earlier as I sat out on my lanai smoking a cigar. But it's calmed down since, and for all of you concerned about our sweet little Labrador doggy Bahama, around 4:30 this afternoon, I gave Bahama one half of her doggy downers, and she's curled up here on the floor inside the Opium Den studio feeling pretty mellow. So, and pretty mellow is a good thing, a good term to talk about or to describe the subject matter of tonight's program. And we are called the Opium Den, as you know, so we thought it would be appropriate to speak about the politics and pleasures of opium. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But I want to lead off with, I love this shit, I really do. I want to lead off with a story about a politician out in Sacramento, California, by the name of Mike Duvall. Some of you have probably seen this or read about it, but if you haven't, it's a pretty good story. It seems this California assemblyman by the name of Mike Duvall, he is a family values Republican out in Sacramento. And like I said, I love this shit. The other day, Tuesday, I believe, he was, the assembly was in session up in Sacramento, but apparently they were on a break or taking a breather. And you see our Mr. Duvall sitting at his chair, and a few other politicians are sitting around, and he is talking to a man on his left, another legislator by the name of Jeff Miller. So apparently, Mike Duvall, he's 54 years old, and he's kind of a goofy-looking lump of a guy, but he's talking to Jeff about and the mics were still hot. I don't know if I said that or not. I get excited about these kind of stories. But the mic was still hot, so Mr. Duvall begins talking to Jeff, and what he thought was obviously a private conversation. He was telling Jeff, actually he was regaling Jeff with stories of his sexual conquest. Apparently our Mr. Duvall, and did I mention he's married with two kids? Okay. Anyway, Mr. Duvall, in all of his excitement in telling his tales of debauchery to his fellow politician, was talking about how how his mistress, and that's even funny too, because this fucker's got two mistresses. But anyway, he's telling Jeff how his one mistress really enjoys getting spanked, and how much Mike Duvall enjoys spanking her, and how the sex is really good. And they laughed about the fact, or I'm sure Jeff laughed when Assemblyman Duvall told him that the funny thing was his second mistress did not know about his little hanky spanky queen. But apparently the hanky spanky queen knew of Duvall's other mistress. Pro family values California Republican. married, two children, and he's got a mistress for each child. How quaint and how California. But anyway, Mr. Mike Duvall, he immediately resigned. Of course, now he's not admitting to any extramarital affairs or spanking the taut butts of his mistresses, who, by the way, are about 20 years younger than Mr. Duvall. And did I mention that both of his mistresses are lobbyists? And I am not shitting you. You know, I've been grinning about this story all day. I just love it when these things happen. So anyway, both of his mistresses are lobbyists. One's a hanky spanky queen who knows about the other mistress who is in the dark about the hanky spanky queen. So all of this was caught on tape, and Mr. Duvall, who did resign, but he is not, he has said that he is denying that he has had any extramarital affairs, saying that, and this is a quote, he said that, "My offense was engaging in inappropriate storytelling." In other words, you know, this guy couldn't get laid by anybody. So he's just making up the story to pass the time to brag about his sexual conquest. Now, I don't think that's entirely out of the realm of possibility, but I got to tell you that as joyful and happy as this guy was telling the story, I got to think there's something to it. I think it might turn up, because you just have to know in your heart that his little hanky spanky queen is going to have a story to tell here very soon. Apparently, this particular mistress, the hanky spanky queen, lobbyist. She's a lobbyist for Sempra Energy, which is a San Diego-based energy services company that operates San Diego Gas and Electric Company, as well as Southern California Gas Company. And Sempra issued an email statement. They didn't even come outside the building. I mean, if I could send this one through the air. They issued an email statement saying that it was investigating the claims. This is from the email. "The employee has denied the speculative media reports. Our investigation will be conducted to ensure not only that our policies on employee conduct are strictly adhered to, but also that our employee is treated fairly." Well, maybe if she's guilty, they'll just let her off with a spanking. Who the hell does? But anyway, as I mentioned, Duvall is married with two adult children. Prior to his little expose of the hanky spanky, he received a 100% rating from a conservative advocacy group for his votes on legislation considered pro-family. Mr. Duvall, he represents part of Yorba Linda, Fullerton, Anaheim, Placentia, and Orange in Orange County. Before he resigned and took the wide stance, remember Larry Craig of Utah, senator that was caught trolling for blowjobs in the Minneapolis airport, and blamed his toe tapping to his hoped for to be gay stallmate. Tapping feet, I guess, is the signal that they use. He said he just tapped the other guy's foot because when he sat down, he had a wide stance. No, I was not looking for a blowjob, Larry Craig said, and emphatically stated that, "I am not gay, I've never been gay, never will be gay," and anyway, so in the spirit of the wide stance excuse, our Mr. Duvall has said that he is just, his only offense was engaging in inappropriate storytelling. Oh man, telling a story. It's not like, you know, going fishing or anything like that. This is his story involves two married lobbyists. One of them is his hangy spanky queen. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm going on and on about this, but I got to tell you, I just really, really do love this shit. And it says in one of the news reports that Mr. Duvall's assembly office was locked on Wednesday. And a telephone number listed for a Michael and Susan Duvall in Yorba Linda was disconnected. So they are circling the wagons and shuttering the windows. The speaker of the assembly, her name is Karen Bass, and she asked that the assembly ethics committee investigate Mr. Duvall's proclamations and his hanky, his spanky girl. Miss Karen Bass called it a very sad day and said Duvall was well-liked among the other assembly. Well, of course he was well-liked. I mean, you know, some guy got two mistresses, one of them, you know, the hanky spanky queen. What's not to like? But on a more serious note, Assembly Speaker Karen Bass said, "I did speak with him, and he was extremely remorseful and regretful," Bass told reporters during a news conference to address Duvall's resignation. She continued to say, "We have such big issues before the legislature, and to have this become a distraction, he felt his responsibility was to step aside." Okay. Spend more time with your family. Is that what you're going to do, Mr. Duvall? And also, just because this is, you know, that you're judged by the company you keep, the poor fellow that was listening to Mr. Duvall's inappropriate storytelling, that poor fellow, Jeff Miller, Assembly Speaker Bass, removed Mr. Miller from the ethics committee on Thursday. So just, you know, guilt by association. I mean, I'm not getting spanked. Why do I have to get spanked? I mean, why can't I have the girls spank me? But anyway, then another, a spokeswoman for the assembly speaker, I don't know, I guess everybody's got their minions. Sharon Murphy said that Miller, the innocent bystander, should not sit on the panel that is investigating the conversation in which he participated. Well, that kind of makes sense. And also, the minority leader, Sam Blakeslee, also asked Mr. Duvall to step down as a member of the Republican caucus leadership also before he resigned. So this is what Blakeslee said in a comment. "Mr. Duvall recognized his inappropriate comments would be an endless source of distraction for this institution, and out of respect for his colleagues and love for his family," let's not forget the family, "and love for his family, decided to resign. I respect his decision to put his family first during this difficult time." Oh, California Assemblyman, pro-family values Republican in California, resigned for inappropriate storytelling. I don't know what's so inappropriate about getting spanked. I mean, that's not like, you know, a terrible fetish or anything, you know, way too kinky. So anyway, inappropriate storytelling. To lobbyists. You know, what the fuck are they smoking out there in California? I gotta also think, man, if this story is true, that he's having you know, these flights of fantasy with his little hanky spanky queen. And actually, she's a very, I shouldn't say actually, I mean, there's no reason why she shouldn't be, but she appears to be a very attractive woman. Works for oil and gas companies. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have taken that puff at 8:30, but you know what? I just love this story. So if you're out there, give me a call and tell me to shut up, change the subject, or have fun with me on this one. Give us a call here at the Opium Den, 727-493-2205. Or if you're a Skyper, I'm on Skype. My Skype ID is The New Libertarian. So again, 727-493-2205. Give us a call. We'll put you on the show. We'd love to talk to you and hear what you have to say. Maybe you have a a comment on Mike Duvall, the pro-family values California Republican, caught on tape, film at 11, caught on tape boasting to a fellow assemblyman of his kinky conquests and his sheer delight in having a hanky-spanky queen as one of his mistresses. Both mistresses, as I mentioned, I failed to mention, or did I mention, that both of his mistresses are married and they are both lobbyists. Who'd have fucking thought that? I mean, a lobbyist, a young, attractive lobbyist for an oil and gas company, doing the hanky-spanky with a 54-year-old, you know, goofy-looking, lumpy guy. So I'm shocked. I am absolutely, absolutely fucking shocked. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, that's my grins and funds for the day. Check it out. It's probably all over the internet and the like. It's kind of made the national news. But when you get a chance, listen to the actual tape. Listen to Mike Duvall, you know, in all of his gleeful adolescent joy, talking about how much fun it is to have a hanky-spanky queen as a mistress. So there you go. Okay, so I got a little long on that. I only wanted to go about 10 or 12 minutes, but I skied it out to 17, so please forgive me, but I just love that kind of shit, you know. Absolutely love it. And besides, it's my fucking show, so. So opium. Let's talk about opium. Namesake of our little endeavor here, and one of my favorite intoxicants. I don't know if many of our listeners out there have had the pleasure of smoking opium, but it's a very nice experience. Now, some very few people have tried heroin, so I would not expect any of my listeners to have experimented with heroin. But maybe so. But my numbers are very small, and as with morphine, unless you've had major surgery or had a grandparent in hospice that had morphine tablets, many of you have not experienced morphine either. But I do know. But I do know that many of you have experienced Vicodins and Percocets, or maybe oxycodone, and these pills are quite popular. There's millions and millions and millions of prescriptions written every year, and the pills are readily accessible from the black market. So I do know that a lot of recreational drug users have experience taking a Vicodin, whether it's a 5 or 7.5 or 10 milligram dose. I've had experience with these type of drugs. Now, Vicodins are hydrocodone, and Percocets and Oxycontin, they're oxycodone. And these two drugs are, you know, very similar to each other. They're derived from thebaine, which is a semi-synthetic morphine. So these tablets, these Vicodins and Percocets, what you are actually consuming is semi-synthetic morphine. And a 5 milligrams, they're generally the most popular. That's what you see out there. But they do come in 7.5 and 10 milligram doses as well. The what's unfortunate, I think, from my perspective, is that these pills are widely available, and that's not the bad part, but that many people that take these drugs wash them down with alcohol. And I believe that's a fairly dangerous proposition, not a good cocktail. If you want to get boozed up, get boozed up. If you want to do opiates, do opiates. But if you're going to combine the two, it's very volatile, and you can't always control. I know the alcohol enhances the effects of the opiates. That's pretty well established. I mean, there's even a substance called laudanum that was alcohol and opium, a concoction of alcohol and opium. So they do and can go together, and often they, or not often, but they can lead to tragedy. Most every heroin addict that is found dead from either an overdose or suicide has alcohol in their system as well. So it's a very dangerous combination. I'm not here to preach, but, you know, if you're going to do opiates and wash them down with a glass of water. But anyway, so I know that drug has a fairly wide acceptance in the recreational drug environment. So we're going to compare, since your experiences with morphine and heroin are next to nil, I would think. But if not, give me a call and tell me what you think. I did heroin to see what it was like, and I've done morphine, so we can have a conversation there. But we're going to look at the comparison of a Vicodin and a Percocet to a few puffs of opium. And I prefer a few puffs of opium to a Vicodin or a Percocet, primarily for a couple of reasons. First, you smoke it, so the intoxication is quite immediate, and the buzz is very mellow, kind of dreamy, not trance-like or anything, but you know, you feel very gregarious. You don't shut down. And just sit there and nod or scratch your arm. It's a very mild buzz. Actually, it's less potent than like a 7.5 milligram Vicodin or Percocet. So it's, you know, roughly in the same category there. But the buzz is a little bit different. You do get the nice warmth that an opiate rush provides as it hits your bloodstream. But it's also not quite as strong in the area of kind of making you a little stupid, and then maybe stupid isn't the right word, but opiates, especially, you know, habitual use of opiates, do tend to step back your mental faculties. Makes you a little slow. So, taking a few puffs of opium, not only does it taste very sweet, but the high is instantaneous, and it's a little more dreamlike than the rush off of a Vicodin or a Percocet. It's a little more subtle, but it's quite enjoyable. And smoking opium, as rare as it is to find, if you get an opportunity, it may not be a bad exposure. Let's put it that way. Not recommending that you try it per se, but it is a very pleasant intoxicant, and in a legal and regulated environment, you would find that probably it would continue to be consumed with alcohol. But there's something different about smoking it versus taking the pill. You take the pill, pop the pill, you know, wash it down with the beer, and you're out the door to the bar, to the party, or to wherever it is you're going to have fun. Whereas smoking opium is a little more, I don't want to say cerebral, but it's a nicer buzz. So I would say not to be afraid of smoking opium now that you know that the equivalency ratios relative to those in low dose Vicodins and Percocets. But I wanted to talk a little about opium. We may get a call later from someone with regards to the opium trade in Afghanistan. But if we do, we'll cut right to that. But anyway, give us a call. Anybody can give us a call, 727-493-2205. Or if you're a Skyper, our Skype ID here in the studio is The New Libertarian. So give us a shout. We'd love to put you on the radio. So we're going to talk about, I'm going to give a little history lesson, and you know, I might lose you on this one, but we'll try to keep it try to keep it short and sweet. But since we're speaking about opium, this is what I wanted to talk about. Now, most everyone is familiar with the phrase the only constant is change. I mean, it's a pretty good phrase, and it's applicable almost across the board. But there's another phrase that I like, and that's kind of a corollary to the only constant is change. And this phrase is, some things never change. And that's also a very good one. It's very applicable. And it's the one that I like to use when talking about opium use. Because the first known written reference to opium was by the Sumerians of Southwest Asia around 6,000 years ago. And they described the poppy flower, you know, whose gummy extract is opium. They described the poppy flower as hulgil, H-U-L-G-I-L, and that translates to plant of joy. So like I said, some things never change, and that's why I like that phrase about to describe opium use. But from the time of those ancient Sumerians forward, opium use continued to be a part of recorded history. Sculpture of the Roman god of sleep named Somnos. His sculpture was adorned with poppies, which play... Oop, we have a call coming in right in the middle of my deal. Come on, let me see if I can get you to answer here. Hello, this is the Opium Den. Who's this?
This is Luke McKellis.
Luke, what's going on, my friend?
Not much. I'm sitting here with my neighbors up here in Northeast Ohio. We're enjoying some drinks and some smokes.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Do you have a hanky? Do you have a hanky spanky queen with you?
Vice working you? I don't know about that. kind of listening, kind of not.
Did you know about that assemblyman out in California?
I caught the headlines. That's about it.
I love
seems
that
like
shit.
I have it every other day. So.
Yeah, I know, man, but I still love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, the guy, you know, pro family values, Republican, 54 years old, two kids, and he's, you know, got him a hanky spanky queen. So what's going on besides just sitting back with some drinks and some smokes? How'd the Cincinnati event go?
I don't know. I didn't go to it.
Oh, you didn't make it down?
Lately. No. Getting ready to go to California for a trip to see some relatives and a fishing trip.
Well, that should be nice. Whereabouts in California are you going?
Up in Northern California, and then I'm driving down to San Diego to do some ocean fishing.
So what kind of fishing?
Ocean.
Oh, ocean fishing, yeah. How far out do you go?
I don't know. I guess I'll see when I get on the boat.
Is this going to be your maiden voyage?
On the ocean, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
I've been up here in Lake Erie once or twice. That was an adventure.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but nothing like the ocean, especially the Pacific. I mean, it can roll up pretty good, and you should have some fun. So what's on your mind this week?
Well, I want to tell you about a new phone number I got you might get a kick out of.
A new phone number? Okay.
I signed up for Google Voice.
Yeah?
And Google Voice, for the listeners who don't know, is you get to choose your own phone number, and then you can set up up to 6 phone lines that they'll forward to. So you just give one number out, and all your phones will ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Even your mobile, if somebody...
Yep.
So is this voice over internet protocol, or...
No, it's just regular phone.
Cool.
Well, I'm sure they have some internet involved, being Google.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if you use this phone on your computer or use the service on your cell phone. Is it your cell
phone?
Yeah,
it'll forward right to your cell phone. It'll even send text messages to it.
Well, that's pretty cool. So what's the number? Now, is this your new number or just a number for people to check out this service?
This is my new number.
Well, you don't want to give that out of the air, do you? Is it the same? Really? Everybody call Luke. Is it the same phone number that just popped up on my screen from Skype?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I can screen my call, so I'm sure if I get a bunch of crazy calls, I'll just cancel them.
So anyway, you can pick your own number, and then you can have up to 5 additional numbers.
You can have up to 6 additional numbers that forwards to.
Well, that's pretty crazy. How many phone numbers do you have it forwarding to now?
I have one set up. I have 3 that I want to set up. I just haven't had the time.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty...
If there's any single girls out there listening, then they can give me a call, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. on one of 6 different numbers.
Yeah.
Well, let me know how
that... My neighbor says he's known worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me know how that works out.
All right, here's the number.
Oh, you're going to put it out, okay? Okay, girls, grab your pencils.
I hope this helps your ratings.
Well, and at the minimum, you hope it gets you laid, so let's be honest here.
Yeah. 530-420-LUKE.
And what does Luke come out to numerically?
You would have to ask that.
Sorry, man.
It starts with an 8.
Wait, you're going to make me get
you
my
You can look
guy.
It up. It's on your telephone.
Okay, well, that's what it is, girls. It's 530-420 for all you smokers out there. That's easy to remember. 530-420, Luke. Okay. Well, I'll put. So now I can call that number from the Skype or from anything, right?
Yeah. No one's called it yet, but we'll keep it working.
Well, let's just see how many listeners I got out there.
You know, I'm gonna start giving that out as my business phone number.
Oh, I don't blame you.
420 Luke.
Yeah, 420 Luke. I mean, if you can pick your own. Now, were you able to pick the 530 or were you able just to pick the last 7?
I picked it all. I had to scroll through like 100 different numbers. I was looking for something with Luke in the end.
Yeah.
And then I saw 420 Luke. So
it just kind of grabbed you.
Yeah. I sent a text message to my friend Rob, who hopefully is listening right now.
Well, and Rob, if you're listening.
This number.
What's that? What's going on in the background, or am I just getting feedback?
That's a train going by.
Oh, that's a train?
Yep.
That's pretty funny. Now, are you at a friend's house or your place or what?
I've got a trailer up here and over here at my neighbor's place in the campground.
Oh, you're camping?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I got tired of living in a hotel and spending in 1 week what it would cost me to live here for 2.5 months.
Well, I mean, the weather's good, so that's not
that's
not a bad deal at all.
Pretty good neighbors too, so can't complain.
Well, good. Well, you're kicking back with some smokes and some drinks. What the hell?
Yeah.
Life is not that bad.
That's so right.
What else has been going on? Did you call to enlighten us with anything this evening, or just called in and say hey? And
Just to say hey, pretty much.
Hey, did your friend get my book?
He did. He really appreciates it. And one of these days, he's definitely going to call into the show.
Well, that would be good. So who's with you in your train? Just the friends from the neighborhood, or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading his message right now. It says, getting internet Monday. We'll be able to listen next week. I'm reading your book right now.
Oh, well, good. I love the fucking internet, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Connect me, baby. 530-420-LUKE, all you ladies out there looking for a little hanky-spanky guy. That's Luke. 530-420-LUKE. Oh, man. So listen, Luke, did I tell you that I'm going to try to take this this little farce I call a radio show, I'm going to try to turn it into a TV show on the internet?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
If I could dress up in a wig and a dress and look like a great girl for your TV show, I'd come down there and do it, but I just don't think it would work.
No, I'm pretty sure it won't work. We're looking for a co-host, Cannabis Girl. That's what her name's going to be. So if it got down to me taking you in a wig and high heels and a short skirt, I would. I don't think we'd put that on the air. But you never know. You might come down sometime, put you on. But anyway, we're going to try to go 3 nights a week, half hour show. It's going to be like a daily show, Colbert Report type of format. Obviously, not all current politics. It's going to be just like the show talking about drugs. But we're going to have some fun people on.
Cool.
What's that in the background? Who's talking?
That's my neighbor here. We're trying to.
Okay, I'm not complaining. I'm just making sure that I'm not getting any feedback.
No, sorry about that.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem. So, what'd you do this past weekend for the Labor Day weekend? Anything?
Yeah, I went camping with friends. Had a good time.
You went where?
Camping.
How you doing? Okay.
Hey there.
Peachy King.
What do you say? You're the king.
Yeah, Peachy King.
Oh, Peachy King. That's a nice mid.
We got another thing walking down the trail.
You guys got obviously you got electricity because you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
How many people in the campground?
There's probably about 30 to 50 trailers here. But
wow.
Usually just about half full. Well, a lot of people going fishing up on Lake Erie.
For all the local ladies, exactly where is your trailer camp tonight?
For all the local ladies who want to call 530-420-LUKE.
530-420-LUKE.
Sorry. I'm up in North Kingsville, Ohio.
North
about
King.
A mile from Lake Erie and about 10 miles from the Pennsylvania border.
Okay. Well, and what's the weather like tonight up there?
It's nice and cool. It's under 70, I'd say. A little breeze.
Yeah. So how's work coming? All right? Everything good there?
It's going all right, yeah.
I can hear your roommate. I keep thinking, I'm like, I'm eavesdropping or something.
All right.
So have you talked to...
You want me to put them on?
Sure, I don't care.
You want to talk?
Sure.
What's his...
All right. This is my neighbor, Tink.
Hello.
Hello. Tink, is that your name, Tink?
Last name, Tinker. Tink for short, among friends. What's your name?
Kink. My name is Daniel.
Dan? Okay, Daniel?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, I'm the wacko in the camp here, and I'm trying to adopt your Luke, trying to show him he'd be all right, but he's finally got in and sitting at my picking table, I'm the wacko. You know?
You're the wacko?
I'm the Sasquatch's son, you know. I'm the wacko. So I'm trying to break these youngster in this show. If he likes to drink a beer now and then, he'd be all right. You know, he's trying to tell him where the bear's shit in the woods and what side, you know.
Well, how old are you, Kink?
What?
How old are you?
58.
Well, I'm 59. So we're...
Okay, gotcha. And I just got off climbing trees for 3 days straight.
You're
climbing and rigging, so... And I'm an ex-teamster, ex-iron worker... Quite a few years.
Well,
climbing trees. I rig them down. Do the tonnage over houses. No problem.
Yeah? Are you still doing that?
I just got out about 2 hours ago and decided my tongue was wet and had to flush the sawdust out of my tongue and get rid of the tooth sack on my nostrils. And yeah, just got done a couple hours ago and drinking the beer and got to go back at it again tomorrow.
Wow.
Different job.
Do you smoke
but
pot,
I work
Kink?
For my, now and then, but not when I'm climbing.
Well, no, not when
now
you're...
Now and then.
Yeah.
No. Bad enough. I need, after copy, I need a little bud. When you get past 55 and you're climbing, yeah, you need a little false curtain, man. I like Budweiser. Before I eat eggs and bacon, I do it can. Couple of them, hey, a couple hours up the tree, then I might eat a meal. Couple more. I get done, I might do all that, but not when you're climbing.
No, you don't. You want to have a clear mind when you're shinnying up those trees.
I don't shinny. I'm professional.
Well, what am I?
I'm professional.
How do you get up there?
Hey, you ever watch Budweiser still sponsors Canada, U.S., Logan Day competition, climbing with a belt? I placed the national so many years, U.S. against Canada, that Bud and still sponsors, still chainsaw.
Yeah.
I climb with belts, climb without belts, up and down the pole, to Hottie's throwing axe. I place at least 2 out of 3 of the events every time I enter in the national. I'm not putty button. I go against Canada, Canada, U.S. And I have been doing it for 20-some years.
Wow. Does it pay good?
No, it don't pay shit, but it helps you pull jobs.
But you've been doing it for 20 years?
Hey, Coach. Was that?
You've been doing it for over 20
years. Been doing it all my life. Hey, how many chainsaws you got on your belt? Here locally, I probably got 130, 150 sold on my belt, and probably that many of antiques that nobody ever seen. And I got much more. I'm moving back or permanent from California. I do 6 months back and forth. Because they always hold the nationals in the U.S. in Camino, California. So I got 28 years back and forth every year. 6 months here, 6 months here. But I missed the last year back here. And this campground fell apart, so I'm taking over. I'm back here.
have you ever won first place?
Yes. My mother real proud of me. When she seen me on national TV, and she's a religious lady, and seen 1 foot of beer cans, my pet crews helped me. I did it one time. I always enter 3 events. You know, you always enter 3 events. And I never did 3 out of 3 one year, but once now and then I did 1 out of 3, you know.
So let me ask you.
It's like NASCAR. You build up point. So I'm entering automatic. When the U.S. goes against Canada, it's like NASCAR. I'm building up points. You know when 911 hit? You ask anybody. I was flying out of Cleveland. I had Tahati throwing axe handles sticking out of my bag. When that hit, I was flying to Camino, and that was the big nationals. 911 hit. I got shut down. They treated me like a terror for freaking half a day.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I don't lie.
I don't doubt you a bit.
And I was flying to the Nationals then, and they canceled that year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because all of us, they treated like terrorists. Yeah, I'll pass you back over, but hey, who am I talking to, and what part of the country are you from?
Well, Kink, my name is Daniel Williams, and I'm down in Southwest Florida, but I want to ask you a question. How many Budweisers have you had tonight?
A couple, but I'll tell you what, look on the computer, I'm Tinker, and it's on the computer, Tinker's Hollow, and I own all that right here in this area, County Ohio, Monroe. So I had a couple, but you'll be all right.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Get your ass down here, and we all make a real man out of you. Okay, I'll give you back to Luke.
Make a real man out of me, huh? I'll be on the next fucking bus.
Sound like a good conversation.
What's his name is Tinker, like, you know, Tinker Around?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I was calling him Kink. I thought his name was Kink.
Yeah, he goes by Tink.
Hmm. Well, sounds like a pretty interesting fellow.
Yeah, Tinker's Hollow. You can find me at Machine Shop, Boundaries, Hotels, right here. Yep, so that's about all I have to say.
Yeah, that's what he said. So he's had just a couple of beers, or do you think he's moved a little beyond that?
No, it's just normal, I think.
How many buttons are ahead? Well, not enough. I was talking to him, tell him not enough, goddammit.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Send something there, way, goddammit.
Everybody likes to talk on the radio.
Yep. I think I'm about ready for something else.
Yep. And you never know what it's going to be. But anyway, brother, like I said, I'm going to try to take this thing into a TV show and see if I can get a few people interested in watching it. What have you been doing? You've been reading the Libertarian Party emails and stuff?
A little bit. I've been getting so many emails lately, I haven't been keeping up. But yeah, that sounds really exciting.
Have you been trying to follow Wayne?
I wouldn't say trying.
Is it happening accidentally?
Yeah, I read it when it comes across.
But you've not listened to any of his radio shows yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, that's an experience you should have at least once. Don't Tinker to shut the fuck up. He keeps sounding like echo or something, and I can't tell if it's my if it's my studio or if it's him in the background. Just kidding.
But yeah, when you get the video thing up, or even in the meantime, let me know if you need some help with that, because definitely interested in that.
Well, actually, you know, here's what I'm looking for. I got a couple of companies working on it, but maybe you know something about this. I need somebody to build the website, and it has to be. They have to have experience in building a video website, just not a regular, you know, run-of-the-mill like I have now for the talk show type of deal. This is what they got to be able to build a website like that. You know anybody that's in that business?
Yeah, I know several people, actually. Rob is big into things with internet and phone, but not sure about video, but definitely could help you out somehow.
Yeah, I've talked to the guys that have built the company that's built my last three websites. When I took it to them, they said, "Man, it's a whole different animal," and they didn't do that. So I guess it's kind of a specialty. Terra Eclipse, the company that did Bob Barr's campaign website, mm-hmm. I talked to them, and they couldn't get to it for about 4 months, they said. But
wow.
Yeah, I'm glad they're having lots of business. But that's what, you know, yeah. If you know somebody that can build a website that's, you know, designed to deliver video on demand, that's you know, give them my email address or phone number or whatever, and have them give me a call, especially if they're looking for work and can put something together you know, pretty quickly.
Oh, that's
pretty quickly.
Cool. Yeah, definitely keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, listen, man, I'm going to get going here. I appreciate you calling in. It was fun. Tell,
I'm sure you do.
tell the tinker it was a joy. So,
all right.
We'll catch you next time, man.
Sounds good.
Okay, Luke. Thanks again, brother.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Luke and apparently Tinker calling in from up there in Ohio from the campgrounds, enjoying a nice evening, having a few smokes and apparently more than a few beers up in Ohio. Well, we didn't get to opium tonight, or the second part of it. We'll get to that possibly next time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's always fun to do the show, and I hope it's always fun for you to listen to it. So until we meet again next Thursday, I'll leave you with our motto here inside the Opium Den. When good people obey bad law never changes. Good night.